you drive down the main street of any of our major towns on a Sunday, be pretty easy to get a car park because there aren't many businesses open. You'd have to look pretty hard to find a business that's open. Some of the smaller communities where there's a cafe culture, some of those shops are open. I'm thinking of like a Yarrigan, for example. But I live in Morwell. Maybe one or two retailers open on a Sunday. Terralgan, fairly big commercial centre. Major chain stores, maybe. That's about it. Not a lot in sale, people tell me, at the weekend. Not a lot in Bairnsdale when I've driven through. How come? Is it the cost of paying staff that's holding back businesses and potentially the economic prosperity of our towns? As Fair Work Australia continues its review of awards, some retailers are arguing that weekend penalty rates need to be rejigged so they can open. Let's have a discussion about this with Karen Cox, who is the Bairnsdale Chamber of Commerce and Industry President. Hello to you, Karen.
Oh, good morning, Celine. How are you?
Good. And joining us from SAIL, just down the road, is Mandy Garrard, who is the President of the SAIL Business Association. Welcome to you.
Good morning, Celine. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
Well, that's good.
Karen, first of all, let's start with you and Bairnsdale. How many stores do you reckon are open on a Sunday in Bairnsdale, apart from the major retailers that you might expect, the big name chain stores?
Very little, Celine. I know myself, you know, when you have family and friends come to visit the town and you want to go down the street and even do breakfast or morning tea, and I think there's one. So it is an issue in the town, and it's something that, especially being in a tourism area, that it's something that the region as a whole wants to work on. So it is disappointing that, you even struggle to get a coffee on a Sunday, let alone have a retailer or any other of the service providers open.
What are some of the excuses that you might hear from retailers? What are they saying as to why it's not worth their while opening?
I think it's, each particular shop or industry has its own issues, but it does come up quite frequently about the penalty rates, about the wages that need to be applied. To the point that I know of one particular cafe organisation that are no longer trading on a Sunday because of that particular issue. But I don't think it's just that. I think it's also with regards to, we have a lot of T-Change residents to the region who want to semi-retire down here, and maybe that's also a factor that, well, they want their weekends off. They, in a semi-retirement environment, they don't want to work on weekends.
They want to go out and enjoy what your region has to offer.
Absolutely.
And many people, we should point out, do hold the weekend dear. But others will argue, Karen Cox, that this is a 7-day-a-week society now. So Saturday and Sunday, in the traditional sense of a weekend, doesn't exist anymore. How much of that debate goes on?
As a newly elected president and our membership base of, I think we're about 78, I haven't had these conversations and we haven't had this particular debate, but I do know through my other networking opportunities that I'm involved with that it is constantly brought up with different board memberships that you're absolutely right, that especially in a region like East Gippsland, which we are reliant in some point on the tourism industry, especially in the peak periods, well, if that particular, that shop, that retailer, the cafe organisation doesn't open and they say it's because it's their day off, it's not good for business. And I guess that's where, from a Chamber's perspective, that we are all about getting the best outcomes for all businesses in Bairnsdale. So to encourage our members to get on board and come to our forum so that we can be a stronger voice on these sorts of issues is what we're looking for.
Let's find out what's happening in SAIL. Mandy Garrard from the SAIL Business Association, what's the state of play in SAIL? Is there much open on the weekend? From my observations, it doesn't look to be the case. And have you any reason why?
No, well, Celine, I think that it was pretty much the same as Bairnsdale. We've got cafes. There's quite a few cafes that do open on a Sunday for tea and coffee, which is great, and you know, the bike riders will come into the up at the Wellington Centre and things like that, and that's all terrific, but I think I come from Melbourne metro area, and I was quite shocked when I came down here and started to go open for Friday night and looked out in the street and all the cars were gone. It's quite a culture shock for me, coming from a 7-day-a-week, 24-hour-a-day business sort of situation in the town. Mm. It's very country down here, which is something very precious. But sometimes the country needs to move a little bit more forward.
Do you feel that for whatever reason, and Karen Cox said that it could be penalty rates, it could be people wanting to enjoy a weekend, could that be holding back the prosperity of a community if retailers don't operate 7 days a week?
Absolutely. We had the CMCA come down here for the Easter weekend with the Caravan and Motorhome Association, and at the meeting for the small business, this was last year, it was over Easter, and the comment was, gosh, it's Easter, can't they come another time? But sometimes small business and large business all need to realise that if we don't supply the time for the consumers to come in, then we won't have businesses.
Okay. Are those businesses prepared to pay penalty rates, though, Mandy Gerard?
No, probably not. Which means that self then has to, if you're self-employed, self needs to step up and work those times. And I understand that people have lives and maybe, you know, are quite complacent with where their business is and happy where it's at, but the times move very fast forward.
Okay. There's an argument on our Facebook page, facebook.com/ABC Gibson. Of course, to our listeners, if you'd like to join in this conversation, 1300 295 222. Are weekends still sacred, or should retailers be going 7 days a week? Not 24 hours, you'd like to get some sleep. 7 days a week. Stuart on our Facebook page, Mandy Gerard, and I'll get Karen Cox to comment on it as well, but Mandy, to you first of all, says that the retailers were the ones who lobbied the government for years to open on a weekend. They knew the situation then. Why should workers work antisocial hours and not be rewarded for missing out on their family time? Most businesses are a lot busier on weekends and weekdays, and these workers work much harder. So it's the retailers. You wanted to open on the weekend, got the opportunity, you've got to pay for it, don't you?
If it's, you know, when the supermarkets went 24-hour opening, it changed everything for the consumers. If you have your work on your weekends, then maybe you have your time off during the week. I personally don't see the difference between a Monday and a Saturday or a Friday. If they work over their 40 hours, absolutely. But up until then, we all want to work. We all want the rewards from working. Sometimes you just have to do what you have to do.
8:45 on ABC Gippsland's Mornings program, we are talking about penalty rates, to ditch or not to ditch. That's the question that Fair Work Australia is having a look at as part of its awards review. And what is the impact on our communities if retailers in Gippsland don't open across the weekend? Karen Cox, I'll put that same question to you, that the retailers wanted 7-day-a-week trading, so surely they need to pay their workers appropriately.
I do agree in some sense, but at the same time, I think it all comes down to, my understanding is that flexible contracts are also available. So, and as Mandy said, I mean, whether you do your 40 hours, and there's a lot of people that do those 40 hours at various times, it's not just 9-to-5, Monday to Friday. And if my understanding is that there's a contract available that you can employ somebody for their 40-hour week, and you might say that your 40 hours is going to be, hypothetically, Thursday to Monday. Mm. So, you know, I believe that there are those opportunities there. So it all comes down to how people are employed and what contracts and awards, et cetera, that it's under. Look, we all, I mean, as Mandy says, you know, especially if you're in your own business and you want your business to grow and to develop and to flourish, you've got to put yourself out there
when the consumers want you to be there. You know, you can't dig your heels in and say, well, I'm not going to do it. But also you've got to be supported by the community as well. So I think there's a lot of aspects to this argument, whether it be the wages, whether it be the lifestyle that the business owners want, but also with regards to the community has to support those businesses that do open their trade outside the norm as well.
Is there a case, Karen Cox, you being the president of the Bairnsdale Chamber of Commerce and Industry, is there a case for communities like yours who are in a tourist area to have a special exemption or a special rate because you need to operate as being part of the tourism industry as well, that perhaps there might be something worked out, some flexibility put into the system?
I mean, that would be nice, I guess. I can't see that it would happen personally, but, I mean, I guess any strategy that is going to be the best outcomes for the businesses, the Chamber would support. So if that was something that was on the table and something, an initiative that we could follow and actually support, and if that's what our members want, then we'd be all for it.
Mandy Garrard from SAIL, any solutions to this problem?
I think, Celine, it's the domino effect. If we put a little bit of hard work in and all open on a Sunday, even if it's for restricted hours, you know, morning or afternoon, we can do that. The consumers come in. The more we serve our customers, the more affluent the business will be. Then maybe we can reward our workers for working on a Sunday. You know, something like that can be put in, but, you know, a small business is very difficult. Wages are very difficult.
Interesting conversation. Mandy Garrard from the SAIL Business Association. Thank you for joining us. And Karen
no
Cox
worries.
From
Thanks,
Bairnsdale Chamber of Commerce and Industry.